Here are today's top stories. Senator Mark Kirk made a huge move today and refused to endorse Donald Trump. Wow. Imagine a world in which a sitting senator rebukes his party in an election year. Amazing. You would think Senator Kirk would love Donald Trump just for the constant foot and mouth moments alone. Maybe Kirk's jealous. Gaffes used to be my thing. Now Donald, he just took it. Now I've got nothing. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan said that Trump's comments about the Mexican-American judge were the textbook definition of racism. But still, he'd take racism over Hillary Clinton. So there's that. And this just in, Trump said he's going to stop being racist. Okay? Are we good? Everybody good? Great. Hillary Clinton is the presumptive nominee for the Democrats after the Associated Press called the race for her yesterday. Now, all eyes on California, who will probably vote for Bernie because Bernie seems like he would be the one candidate that would A, drive a VW bug, B, wear Birkenstocks, and C, skip showers. You know, save the environment. Governor Edgar's making the rounds here in the state of Illinois. You get the feeling the former Republican governor doesn't really like the current Republican governor. He said the state is in the worst fiscal shape in the last 50 years and that you don't solve it by calling your fellow lawmakers, quote unquote, corrupt. On the other hand, what do you call them? Leaders? Risk takers? Lawmakers? I don't think any of those apply. A Virginia school board is going to take on the White House's transgendered bathroom directive. They're going to take it right to the Supreme Court. They believe that nobody could tell them who cannot not go into the other bathroom. And really, are we that dumb that this wasn't the point in the first place? This whole fervor over bathrooms was really just about getting to the court, because states do this whenever a president tells them what to do. Essentially, the Supreme Court is the nation's dad. Mom, can I take the car to the mall? No. I'm going to ask Dad. A Florida alligator was found gnawing on a dead body. Florida authorities are scratching their heads trying to find out where the alligator got it. I'm not much of a detective, but I'm almost positive this was a scene in a Scorsese movie. The NFL Twitter account was hacked today. The hackers posted that Commissioner Roger Goodell had died. What happened to just hacking a Twitter account and spamming porn? We're past that now? Now we're just spamming fake obituaries? Hey, come on, tell me what kind of gold watch you have. In weather, not as nice as yesterday. Too chilly. This weekend, though, it's supposed to be super, super hot. So remember today, Chicago. In sports, the Cubs won again, but at a price. Jorge Soler pulled a hammy. He's now on the DL. I guess better now than September. But again, the Cubs are so deep, they still have a killer lineup without Soler and Schwarber. Thank goodness for Javi Baez, eh? Even with the guys on the DL, you go Fowler, Hayward, Bryant, Rizzo, Zobrist, Russell, Baez, and Montero. That's amazing. And a prized prospect to boot, Albert Amora joins the squad tonight. Jeez. The Cubs are the first team in baseball to win 40 games. The Sox, on the other hand, they welcome the Nationals tonight. James Shields is going to go tomorrow. Carlos Rodon will be skipped on Thursday because he's got a sore neck. The Sox lose this series, and I'm removing them from the carryout. I said good day, White Sox. I said good day. And finally, today is VCR Day to celebrate the old VHS tapes and the technology used to watch them. In honor of the holiday, I'm not rewinding. Because, you know, I'm a risk taker, a leader, a lawmaker. That's the carryout for June 7, 2016. Hey, we've got some new gelato flavors, dark cherry, pistachio, and old English cheddar.